The energy is really to touch your soul, to help you part ways with your past assurance, your past frequency. So you want to remember, we are here bringing in the light. We're here bringing in the torch of remembrance. So each of us, I was going to say, have our lion's share, which is interesting with Lionsgate coming up quickly upon us. But it's very, very true. So we're the ones that are bringing forth, I wanted to say change, and they overrode my wording and said rapid change. So we want to feel that we're on this acceleration, on this procedure of allowance. So if it feels like you're being pushed a little faster, perhaps than others that are still slumbering in lower consciousness, well, welcome to the program. So in other words, you're waking up to the truth. It's not to scare you or alert you, but to remind you of that which you bring, because each of us are bringing forth treasures unknown for the extension of kindness to others. So in other words, they are those that have been slumbering in past intent, in other words, in 3D, in duality, that's really perpetual suffering. So we're here bringing a gift of kindness, bringing the new roadmap. And while it may seem that we still have to deal, they're saying, with this and that, meaning duality, the way we springboard, in other words, the way we proceed with the light, the way we bring in light versus false communication, this is being extended to one and all. So remember that we're all part of the collective, and what we do matters. So it doesn't matter if we were treated unfairly, doesn't matter, you know, problem number, whatever. It's when we approach it from that higher station, when we approach it from heaven's glance, that we offer that formula, we offer that circulation, we offer that road, if you will, for all to witness. So what we're doing in our individual, they're saying in individual standbys, meaning what we would refer to as our life, is of significant consequence. Because as we turn on the light to find our way home, to solve every riddle that appears at our front door, what we do is we offer that a semblance, we offer that memory, we offer that love's advantage for one and all. So as we will receive our proper extension, in other words, remember, because we're leading the way, because we're seeing beyond the veil, in other words, when the ego offers its remembrance, we're seeing beyond it. We're seeing beyond it to truth. We're seeing beyond it to our true extraction. That the offerings of heaven, and when we say heaven, remember, it's higher evidence, it's higher station, it's our total availability. So remember, we're moving into union with our I Am presence. So more light, more love, more self-revelation. So it's going to get good and better still. It doesn't mean that we still don't have bumps in the road, because everyone's like, well, where's the paradise? Where's Nirvana? I have not found it yet. It doesn't mean that we're still not going to have the bumps. It means they're saying give the devil its due. In other words, there's no devil outside of us. It's an aspect of consciousness that is still kind of running amok because it's been offered evidence. In other words, it's believed in. So this is the ego. So it's like it's still going to do its thing, you know, and kind of keep going. We, on the other hand, are crossing the river. We're crossing to love's expansion. We're crossing to heaven's glory, because as we will hold the keys of heaven, this is aligning with our consciousness of holiness. So holiness is not separate from us. It's not the grand poobah in the sky. It's not masters. It's not Mary Magdalene separate from one and all. It's evidence of the truth of each of us. So holiness being whole self. Now, as we operate from that true extraction, from that true engagement, we open up our holy relevance. So as we will receive the sunshine being the thousand suns that is ever present in our higher dormitory, meaning our higher heart, that's waiting for reunion. So we're opening, just imagine, you know, in your spiritual heart, like there's a door opening, or there's a light bright getting more and more brilliant. It's always brilliant. It's that we are now receiving. We are now participating. We are now joining with our true endowment, our true glory, our true glory. So when we say glory, feel the truth and relevance of this. This is beyond time. This is our true self. So remember, when we attend to what we call our linear life, 3D, it's just one moment in time. It has nothing to do with the truth of self. So when we attend to our glory, we open up to our true union beyond space and time. And so from this alignment, from this glory, from this heaven on earth, we bring forth the new realm. We bring forth a new reality. We bring forth a new consciousness. So again, we're healing things, they're saying by faith. It's not that we're a faith healer in 3D and we suddenly heal one thing and then we just go along back to 3D. We're becoming faith healers, and we're guiding and aligning with our true selves, with our holy relevance. And so from this state of new self-revelation, we bring all matters upright. So whether it's physical healing, whether it's healing from trauma, from past associations, whatever your gifting is to be. And for each of us, we each come prepared. So remember, we come fully engaged. We seem to incarnate in this realm to bring forth new adventure. Because again, it's if we don't insert light, if we don't open to light, it's just civilization destroying itself and destroying itself. So this is where our lives matter. Our intent matters. Where we place our intention, where we place our extraction in each and every moment delivers us to a new consequence, delivers us to a new placement. So it doesn't matter what's occurring. It doesn't matter who did you wrong last time. What matters is how we spring forward to delight. So it's like, yeah, well, that's the ego. You can kind of expect that. So again, the form, the noun is not relevant. What is relevant is our holy doctrine, our holy placement. So as we're choosing the light, as we're choosing love of self, so that love of self is the graduated self. It's the higher self. It's the holy vision of self. Now, this is very relevant because many of us were raised in 3D likeness. In other words, we tend to have these religions where we're praying to something outside of self. So we understand that because we feel that we're still the body. So it helps to pray to another body. We feel like, okay, someone's there for us. What we want to remember is that presence is a reflection of that which we are to be. That which we are to be. These things and more ye shall do. That wasn't a prophecy for some generation beyond us. That was for us. That was for here and now. So we want to expand our glory, our relationship with self. So we're dropping our, they're not speaking English, which is not helping. We're dropping our relationship with time. So this is all that's in the mind. This is what was told to me. This is what my limitations were. This were my boundaries. This is when I was shamed. So that is in one category. That's our mind. What we're doing, when I said mind, I just saw this beautiful light explosion. We're in essence going beyond time and space to our holy remembrance. So it matters not like these little pieces, these little crumbs that you've been attending to. What matters is your holy remembrance. So it's a completely different system. It's beyond time, beyond space, into your true adornment. So your I Am Presence, your Christ Self, your Buddhahood. Allow yourselves the gift of true receptivity. So again, even that receptivity, that word didn't work quite the way we would like, because there's still this separate, like, I've got to pick it up. It's not that you're picking it up, it's that you're allowing yourself true remembrance. And the difference is, it's already present. It's already here. So what we're doing is asserting our heavenly value in English, recognizing it, permitting it, allowing it. This is why our particular story, but you don't know what happened, you don't know the details, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, as you will sign to your glory. As you will sign to your glory. So we're opening up. Just imagine a column of light. Imagine the light in your spiritual heart. And they're saying to see it dancing. So the idea behind dancing is there's energy in motion. There's movement. There's lighthearted semblance. So we're joining with mirth, laughter, pure state of arrival. So you could have the heaviest problems. You could be like, oh, Nicole, but you don't know. Your higher self knows. Your guides know perfectly well what you came here today with. What they want to remind you of is what you also came here today with. So you see where we're going. We're merging with our true storehouse. We're merging with our I Am Presence. And so as we allow those gifts of true healing, we author our forthcoming victory. Because remember, our victory is not just to get through our 3D life. Well, check that's taken care of. Our victory is so that they're saying, as the world turns, we leave 3D, we open up to heart-centered consciousness. So this is the ascended earth. This is the light that's pouring and traveling, awakening us, witnessing to us the power that is here for us to claim, for us to receive. And remember, power, some of us still get tripped up on power. Power is not aggression, power over. Power is the witness to the light. Power of love. It's what everything is. What we're learning to do is to return to be the divine alchemist, the steward of holy remembrance. So allow yourself to receive the gifts of true station. Station is who you are. Who you are, who you agreed to represent, who you agreed to magnify in this incarnation, in this life. So as we receive the chalice, as we will receive the Holy Grail, we sip the cup of true engagement, remembrance. So for some of us, it's a return. You may have past life remembrances. For some, it's just a hope and a wish and a prayer. Oh, I hope this is real. I truly do. There's no hoping. It's not a begging. It's a witnessing. It's a retrieval. It's an assertion. It's an acceptance. So as we receive the gifts that have been given, remember they're being given by our own holy witness, our higher selves. It's important that we understand that. We're not at the mercy of another dictator in the form of a spiritual being that gets to decide. There's nothing outside of us. It's our own energy exchange. It's important that we feel that power. We are guided. You're not given more energy than you can handle because you don't want to create problems for yourself. But it's not by energies that are separate from you. So as we will receive these offerings, allow yourself holy witness. In other words, allow these energies to touch and multiply and increase in good favor all that you would perceive to be your life. So when you keep dating the same boyfriend with different names, as you rise in awareness, suddenly that energy no longer calls to you anymore. So whatever area, allow it to stir. Allow it to stir. There's some of you that are waiting for gifts of arrival, but there's a little bit of cleanup work before they can arrive. So it's like, where is my gift? Why can't I channel like this one? Whatever it is, remember your higher self knows the right order of placement. So trust the process. Something needs to be healed, released, before you're let out of the gate, so to speak. So as we each receive our gifts of glory, allow that to be sealed, secured, and allow the changes to happen quickly. There's no need for 30 years in a cave. The energies on Earth have never been. New rules, new placements, new ways. So things shift very quickly. So they're asking us to remind ourselves to drop this linear, well, work on this for a couple of years. There's no need. There's no need. We're already stepping out of time. There's no need. Receive, receive, receive. Let's just take a moment, let that settle in. Someone's growing and it's like you're kind of scared because your light's shining bright and it's like, oh, I'm not used to being this noticeable. I'll say it that way. Your guide's saying, get used to it. Get used to it. Get used to being the sunshine. Get used to being present. Get used to being happy. You keep sadness as like protection. Well, if I'm sad, then I don't have to worry about being disappointed because I'm already sad. So life can't hurt me. Whoever that is, please pay attention to that. This tendency to be sad to protect yourself of disappointment. If I don't expect too much, then I can't be disappointed. When you notice you choose sadness, call in the sunshine. Draw yourself a bouquet of flowers. Draw hearts. You don't have to spend money, but make it a point to shift that. Drop that as a protective shield. There you go. Perfect. And so it is.